When you portray the occupier as the victim and the occupied as the aggressor, we would like to remind you that resistance to occupation is a right under international law. And we would like to remember that Israel's occupation, siege, and collective punishment of Gaza is not. Now, this was part of a letter to Britain's state-owned broadcaster, the BBC, which, along with a host of other both Western and Arab media outlets, have been accused of biased reporting on the war on Gaza. In this edition of The Debate, we'll discuss the different media outlets, examples of their biased coverage, and why politics is exchanged for the innocent lives of Palestinians, especially in Gaza.
People have held rallies in front of the BBC headquarters in London, accusing it of being biased towards the Israeli regime and its narrative of the war on the besieged Gaza Strip.
What they do is they demonise freedom fighters. When they have demonised freedom fighters, then they do not allow their spokespeople or people who support them to come along and articulate their cause.
The BBC are not portraying anything about what's happening in Palestine. They're murdering innocent children and civilians. It's not right. How can you sit back and say that's okay?
They're not showing exactly what needs to be shown. They're not showing the real pictures what's happening in Gaza. We're just seeing what's happening in Israel. Nothing's been shown.
Meanwhile, the former head of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and Turkish presidential candidate Akmaleddin İnanoğlu has urged the media to avoid neutrality regarding the Israeli war on Gaza.
I have never said and would never say Turkey should remain neutral regarding the issue of Palestine. You cannot remain neutral between an oppressor and a victim.
İnanoğlu has also criticized the UN Security Council for failing to condemn Israel's atrocities against Gazans. In the meantime, media outlets in Arab states stand accused of having failed to adequately cover the Israeli onslaught against Gaza. This is while observers charge that the Arabic media have been giving full coverage to the ISIL militancy in the Middle East while trying to portray the developments in favour of the terrorist group in Iraq and Syria. As for the Western media, there is no way they will change the attack on such topics as Israel's war against the Gaza Strip, which has been called by Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a systematic genocide of Gaza.
You tune into The Debate. Let me introduce our guest for this edition. From New York, we have Danny Schechter. He's the editor of MediaChannel.org. And joining us from London, Richard Millett. He's a journalist and political commentator. Gentlemen, welcome. It's good that we have two guests, one from the UK and one from the States, so we can get two different viewpoints about the media coverage on this. And Danny Schechter, I'd like to start with you. Do you think that in the States, the way that this war is being covered is not biased, and that there's that the coverage is neutral in the way that this war is being portrayed and covered?
Well, there's no, when it comes to war, there's never any neutrality. You know, they say that in war, objectivity is the first casualty. And there have been a number of studies done, particularly at the Media Research Center in Scotland, about coverage of the Israel-Palestine conflict in Britain, for example, showing that the British people have no basic context and background because of the coverage, because of very superficial coverage over years, not just this one conflict or one war. So I would say that the media is not doing a very good job in covering this, particularly when it comes to explaining the underlying dynamics, the background, the context, and even who Hamas is. Hamas is referred to routinely in media stories as, quote, militants, whatever that means. It's not clear what that means. It's never referred to as a political party or a government that's been elected, that has ideas and has policy positions and has demands about trying to resolve this conflict. So we never get all the facts, and we are content with having our prejudices reinforced, and that's a big problem. Just on one point here, the BBC is not, as I understand it, state-controlled in Britain. It's an independent corporation, and it's funded mostly from the fees of listeners and viewers. So let's not mischaracterize the BBC either, but their coverage has come under a lot of criticism.
Let's talk about that coverage and its criticism, if you can, Richard Millett. And my question, very simply, do you think that the BBC is covering this war in a neutral stance, or is it not doing that based on what I'm sure you're familiar with, and that's the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, who has sent this open letter to the BBC, who has said that its reporting is entirely devoid of context or background?
Well, that's not surprising that the Palestine Solidarity Campaign would write letters like that. A very well-funded organization that brings thousands of supporters onto the streets of London, who shout racist slogans and hold up dreadfully racist slogans about Israel, about the Holocaust. No surprise there. It's very nice of Danny to portray the Hamas as a sort of cuddly political organization. The last time it was elected was in 2005, 9 years ago. I think if Danny or Boko Haram as a political organization, or Al-Shabaab, Hamas is part of the same sickening anti-Western, anti-Jewish, anti-women, anti-gay ideology that is basically responsible for the deaths of many Israelis and for the deaths of Palestinians, who it's supposed to control, but who it's supposed to look after. But the Hamas hides behind its own civilians. It hides under hospitals and under mosques, fires rockets into Israel from the vicinity of schools, mosques and hospitals, and commits war crimes by using its own civilians as human shields, and commits war crimes by firing indiscriminate rockets into Israel. And I think this has been shown quite fairly to an extent by the British media. And in all fairness, the British public, as I understand it from another poll, has only a third of them are actually interested. British public has its own worries, its own concerns. The news cycle is very, very quick. And as we've seen today, unfortunately, a tragedy. Malaysian airline has crashed, killing 290 people. So the news cycle is determined by what the news organizations
are having a filibuster here. Are you making a speech? Are you making a speech about all the news, or are we going to talk about this subject? You've introduced a classic debater smear against me. You've identified my position with Al Qaeda, with Boko Haram, anything you could throw up to discredit what I've been saying. I'm a media analyst. I've written 16 books. I've lived in Britain. I went to the London School of Economics. I've actually worked and been on the BBC. So I tried to correct the misconception about the BBC. But your approach basically is that you're on my side or you're with the terrorist, a position, which is the position that Israel has defined repeatedly, trying to take the high moral high ground by claiming that it's being attacked, that it's on the defensive, and it's only acting in its own interest to defend itself without any reference to the civilian casualties it's caused, to the human rights abuses, to why there is a Gaza in the first place. As a Jew or somebody sympathetic to Jews, you must have some understanding of our history, namely the history of the Warsaw Ghetto, which was an enclave dominated, if you recall, by the Nazis. I'm sure that if the Jews in the ghetto had rockets, they would have fired them out at the Nazis. So, resistance to oppression is not something that can be simplified into this framework that you've tossed up. It's either you're either anti-Semitic or you take my position. That's an invalid approach to debating. And then as you talk on, suddenly we're in the Ukraine, suddenly we're talking about British public opinion, everything but the subject itself. This is so classic and so pathetic.
Richard Miller, do you have a response?
That's very kind of you, Danny. I was responding to the question.
I try to be kind. I want to be kind.
Well, Danny, you're quite... your commentary there was quite cruel, comparing the Warsaw Ghetto to Gaza. As you know, in the Warsaw Ghetto, which was the Jews were totally annihilated in it. And as you probably know, during the Holocaust, that the Jewish population never attacked German civilians, unlike what is happening where Hamas is specifically targeting Israeli civilians every single day, having fired 1,500 rockets into Israel in the past few weeks, trying to kill Jews. Not just Jews, I mean, there were Muslims, there were Christians.
Why don't you ask me what do I think of that? Why don't you ask me what do I think of that?
I know what
you
think.
And then I'll respond, okay, rather than impute an opinion to myself.
Danny Schechter, what do you think of that? I'll ask you, go ahead.
Attacking civilians. Okay, I don't support attacks on civilians, and I think that Hamas is misguided here and is not effective in terms of its resistance, you know, kind of mantle that it wears. I think the idea of hurling missiles at civilian areas is wrong. On the other hand, I haven't heard you talk about the bombing of civilians, the destruction of hospitals, the attacks and deaths of children. Do you care about that? Is that all Hamas's fault in your view? You know, Hamas caused it. It's their responsibility. They're to blame for everything. Israel has.